In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. How much have you followed the back and forth between Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill?
Very little. I remember Noah Lyles got some people irritated because he was like, what do you mean champions of the world? Champions of what? Just North America or something talking about basketball? But I haven't followed.
So that has nothing to do with it.
Okay, that's so like okay, something different.
In the Olympics. So Tyreek Hill basically said he could beat Noah Lyles or wants to race him or something like that. Noah Lyles came back out and was like, I've never heard of that person. He pretends to not know who Tyreek Hill is, which is, come on, Noah. Come on, buddy. You know who Tyreek Hill is. He says he does. He's never heard of Nikola Jokic. I guess he just doesn't watch any sports whatsoever, apparently, which is why he was disrespectful to the world championships, one and the other sports, when he's like, it's not a world championship. It's just the Super Bowl. It's just the NBA. As if there's a team somewhere in the globe that would beat the NBA or the NFL team. But anyway, I guess he just really legitimately does not like sports. But so he was like disrespectful to and dismissive of Tyreek Hill, saying he doesn't know him, but they'd gladly race him. And Tyreek Hill thinks he'd give him a run for his money, which sounds like the dumbest thing in the world. And it probably is, except there was video on a Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football game a few years ago from when Tyreek Hill was 16 and racing, and they had him like the line where he would have been with the Olympic group. And like Usain Bolt eventually pulls away and beats him.
Yeah, and it's not that far off.
He was literally neck and neck with all the dudes competing for the silver medal at the Olympics.
Yeah. He's got world-class speed.
World-class. So I think what he wants to do is not do like a 100, which is a little longer, but he wants to do like a 50-yard dash or something. And he's telling Noah Lyles he would beat him. And I actually think he would. Because Noah Lyles is bit. I know nothing about track and field, just look at me. Mm-hmm. Is that he gets off to slow starts. And he finishes really fast.
Because he came up as a 200 runner, right? So that's basically half a lap. Whereas, you know, so you get those longer strides. And now I know he finished third in this year's 200, but that's where he gained his fame. Then he said, you know, I'm fast enough on these closes. Maybe I could do a 100. So his struggle is the first part, the same way Usain Bolt's was, right? Because his strides were so long, big and tall. But then once he gets to top speed, nobody can touch it. So Lyles, I think, was in last place as of 60 yards or 60 meters in this thing. Then, of course, comes back to win it over the course of the 100.
Am I crazy for thinking if they did a 50-yard dash that Tyreek Hill would beat him?
Not crazy at all.
I think he would.
Not crazy at all. I actually, and again, this isn't, I'm not telling you that Noah Lyles isn't the fastest person in the world and the gold medalist. He is. We saw it. We've got data now. This isn't just, his guy would beat that guy. I saw him when I was sober in 19. No, no, no. We got numbers. We have like that line or whatever the hell that is. The same thing that does the world record line for swimming.
The time is the time.
Yeah.
Until I saw that, it's not a graphic, but like that video.
Yeah, whatever that is. Yeah.
Edited video. I said, well, this is just ridiculous. This is just like any guy saying I'd beat him.
I could throw the football over that mountain.
And then I saw the Tyreek Hill line with the Olympians coming around the bend, and he's keeping up with, and then he falls back from winning. But he's still right there with all the dudes in the second, third mix. And like as Money Metal Chris was saying, we're used to seeing him run in pads.
Yeah.
I mean, if they ran in pads, obviously Noah Lyles is not competing. But Tyreek Hill without pads, which we haven't really seen, I think he beats him. Now, 100 meters, you're going to lose. How far until he catches you and dusts you? That I don't know. But I'd actually pay to see it. They'd have to do it in the offseason. And is Tyreek Hill at the end of this season still as fast as he is? And now, maybe. I think like the best time to do this is this moment, but we're not going to get it obviously before the
Why
season.
Now?
Do you believe Noah Lyles when he says he's never heard of Tyreek Hill or
no.
Nikola Jokic?
No, that's a bit. They're not in my bubble. I'm above them in some kind of way. I'm a world champion. They're like a local.
He doesn't have
contender.
To be that way. I don't get why he's like trying to make enemies.
Yeah, it's kind of his persona. He's a me against the world type guy. Remember years ago, you were too young for this, but Maurice Greene was the fastest man in the world. Ran the 100. Michael Johnson was the fastest 200, 400 runner.
Gold shoes, Michael Johnson.
Yeah. They ran a 150-meter race to try to settle it, and Johnson pulled up lame with a pulled hamstring. But there was a little bit of a rivalry between those guys. But that sort of stuff, I'm all for.
Yeah.
Bring me that.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.